prophet, Brother Branham, tried to let the dead denominations know that you cannot say certain things in the scripture are past in this New Testament. When they were saying the days of miracle, they were gone. There's nothing like divine healing anymore. There's nothing like prophecies anymore. There's nothing like the manifestation of the Spirit again, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Nothing like miracles. And Brother Branham demonstrated to them that Jesus, that we know in the New Testament, that walked along the shores of Galilee, that he's not dead, he's alive. He's alive. And he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the exciting thing about our faith. It's alive. If it's not alive, then we are wasting our time preaching. If it's not alive, then who changed me from a sinner to what I am today? If it's not alive, then why? Why did I leave nightclub and come to church? He's alive. I am the evidence. Any other evidence here? Any other evidence that he's alive? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just trying to conclude our look at the church, the strength of the church. And for those who may be hearing us for the first time, that is further to let you know the estate of the church until it got to a stage where the power was totally removed and came to an estate where they never believed in the manifestation of the Holy Ghost again. Everything else was substituted. The lively church that we see in the Bible, so lively until the Bible says sinners were afraid to join themselves into church. You know, when I say sinners, I'm not talking about those coming to repent. I'm talking about believers who commit sin, step aside, backslid into some funny things that they're supposed to have vomited out. They go back to their vomit. According to the Bible, if you committed sin, you went and fornicated, you will be afraid during service to go and join brethren where they are gathering and clap hands. The presence of God was so much. If you dare go and join, like the nonsense we see going on in the churches today, Ananias and Sapphira tried that. What happened to them? They died. It is not a wicked God. No. The presence of God was so much in the Holy of Holies before the high priest will enter to offer up sacrifices. He will have to dress in a certain way. His dress was designed to have bells around his waist, so that when he is ministering there, sprinkling blood there and doing his work there, you that are outside in the outer court, you can hear the bell to say he's still alive. And even before he entered there, he will have to purify himself first before he can enter inside. Where is he going? He's going to the presence of the Shekinah glory of God. You can't go anyhow. People don't understand what Christianity is all about. You can't come to God anyhow. The unbeliever is coming for God to receive him in his sinful estate. And after you have been pardoned and a relationship exists between you and God, then Apostle Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. People don't understand the meaning of that. How I refuse to follow these blind preachers that misunderstand grace and think grace means come anyhow. That is not the meaning of grace. If that high priest entered the Holy of Holies and he has a sin that he has not confessed, that has not been atoned for, and he entered there and act anyhow inside there, what happened to Ananias and Sapphira will also happen to him there. He will die. And even when he dies, nobody will be able to enter that curtain, open that curtain and carry you. You will die and follow him. So he has a rope. If they say, Ogaero, high priest, reverend, and they don't hear and talk, amen. Then you start to cry. It is that rope they will use and drag him from that curtain outside. He is using that to demonstrate how we should appear before God. In Genesis chapter 35, God appeared to Jacob. That he should go to Bethel and fulfill his vow. Worship him there. Bethel means house of bread. The house of God. And revelated people of old, the first thing that he told his family, see what God told me, oh, let's go to his presence. But please, stand up and cleanse yourself and put away all your strange gods. Why strange? What's the meaning of strange? Anything strange is what is not known to us. What is not permitted among us is strange. Church, unbelievers drink fornication like water. But it is strange to hear that a believer is a fornicator. A believer is a liar, is a 419. A believer gossips. A believer steals. It is strange. Among the things they put away, included their earrings. They told their women, remove earrings. Why? It is among the strange gods. Believers are not known to be wearing earrings. So that is to give you a picture that you don't go to God anyhow like that. He's a holy God. But something happened. As the church began, Satan began to see, what shall we do to remove that power? To remove the power is to remove the presence of God. Amen. I have told you people something, that when we say the glory of God, church, listen, the glory of God is not seen or known in miracles, signs, and wonders. No. The glory of God is not known by miracles, signs, and wonders, by the exercise of gifts. That is not what the glory of God is known. Nobody meets with the glory of God, meets with the glory of God and remains the same. Nobody meets God in his true glory and remains the same. But these days, hallelujah, people are saying, oh, the glory has come down. And people are falling under anointing. And after you have fallen under anointing, brother and sister, then after service, you are going home, you branch beer parlor. Did you get the glory of God? Did you meet the glory of God? Because what did it do to you? It fell you down. So that is what the glory came to do. People don't understand something. That Moses was known to be the meekest man on earth. There is something that made him to be meek. He was not born meek. He was born and trained to be proud. Because he was supposed to be the next Pharaoh of Egypt. And there is no prince that is humble. There is no prince. He is trained to be proud, full of authority. You must recognize him wherever you go. So you cannot now say a man that is brought up like that, you say he's born meek, and yet the meekest man on earth. No, there is something that happened. After he met with God, something changed his appearance. Something changed his appearance. Anybody that says, I am born again, and you are still proud, it is not the Holy Ghost you have received, it is Satan's spirit you have received. Because by their fruit you will know them. The Holy Ghost cannot come on a man and make you proud. It is the spirit of pride that is in Satan. If he enter you, you too, you will be full of yourself. And I've seen people, before they begin to manifest a gift, they are very humble. But as soon as that gift comes upon them, they change. I'm telling you, it was not the Holy Ghost they received. Ah, but then they see God. Yes, then they see God. Because the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now all that power has been removed. Why? Satan succeeded. Like we see in Judges. Judges chapter 16, where we pick our text from. Chapter 16. Okay, Judges chapter 16, verse 6. Samson and Delilah. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee? Satan was interested in knowing the secret of Samson, a type of the church. For without me, the Bible says, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Why? Praise the Lord. God is known by his word. God lives by his word. His word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pulls down strongholds. It pulls down imaginations. It pulls down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. That is how powerful the word of God is. It is like a hammer. When the word of God hits an armed robber, he can't help but repent. If the word of God meets with a prostitute, he can't help but to stop prostitution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God honors his word, even above his name. When God speaks, he backs it up. You can't separate his word from him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When God speaks, amen. There is heavenly backup behind it. He cannot return to him void. It will accomplish that which he has sent it to do. Isaiah 55 says so. That's how powerful the word is. And when he came, his word of deliverance, that he came, amen. His word of redemption, that he came, what he used to redeem you and I, what he used was not anointing to make people fall, anointing to see vision. It is an anointing that will bring conversion. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 11. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I was listening to a preacher on television. And he stayed for a long time on that verse. But he refused to complete that verse to be able to bring out what he wanted to bring out. And this is what he quoted. And to them that believe, as many as believe, to them gave he power to become. He stopped there. Now that you're a Christian, you have power to become anything you want to become. That's what he was teaching. He gave them power to become. And he was stressing it. Power to become. Power to become. Power to become. It is not that type of become. Oh. The power, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Because before then, you were children of the devil, children of hell, all of us. The power to become a son of God, a daughter of God, to them he gave power. That power, hallelujah, hallelujah, is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then ye shall be my witnesses. Hallelujah. Witness what? Am I not a witness that God can convert a sinner to a saint? That is the witness. That is the witness. That is the witness. There are true witnesses and there are false witnesses. Amen. The power that changes a sinner to a saint is given to as many as receive him. But where is that power now? People are saying they have received him. They have received him. But what is the witness following your confession? What is the witness? Our destiny. Romans 8 verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to conform to the image of his son. That he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus said, if you see me, you see my father. Every Christian here, Christianity, blessed be the name of the Lord. Every Christian here, until you can stand and say, if you see me, you see Jesus, you are not yet a Christian. So many things to check us in the Bible. So many. Because you don't wait for a voice to tell you certain things. When you enter beer parlor to drink, you should ask yourself, I'm a Christian. If Jesus is here now, will he drink beer? Will Jesus take advantage of his followers and foreknowing them? Pastor. There are pastors that sleep with young girls in the church. And they'll come and stand with microphone and preach. So I don't even know what are they preaching. That's why such pastors, you will never hear them preach anything about holiness. All they will do is mystery. That's all. They will stand and be preaching mystery. The second thing is to preach grace. Oh, it's grace. It's grace. Oh, you know, there's none of us here that deserves anything. You know, it's just his grace. Because there's no man that will say he's clean. He's justifying the evil he's doing with that sister. So that sister too, we say, it's true. Father, you know, the thing what they do with them, you know. And some even do it inside church compound. Inside church office. I am telling you how the Christianity and what it has degenerated into. I hear it and, you know, it's disheartening. I'm telling you because we should be proud that we are servants of the Most High God. But I'm telling you, Not many of us go out and introduce ourselves as pastor. Because we know what they will think about us. They will classify us under the same thing. Come and see how they report the news about what is happening in the churches. Do you see them reporting anything like that about Muslims and Muslim clerics? No, it's only pastors, pastors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody will stand and hold microphone and say, God told me. God told me. God told me. When God not tell him nothing. No fear. Amen. Oh, Jesus, may he come soon. If he waits another 10 years, I don't know how the whole thing will look like. I'm telling you. Because every day it is degenerating, degenerating, degenerating. Every day it is degenerating. Can't you see the commonest thing now in ministry is disarmament? Your name is this. You are from this, you are from that. I was watching the television also. And I watch, you know, I like to see what is happening in churches so that I can tell the bride what is going on. And then this woman pastor was conducting mass deliverance. She's so mightily anointed. Come and see from what I saw. Serious one, no? And at the end, I was looking at her. At the end of it all, because they own that TV channel. At the end of it all, I was watching. It's a crusade she went. Now, none of them was led to Christ. She has only gone to demonstrate how anointed she is. None of them was led to Christ. How do you lead them to Christ? Is to ask them to give their life to Christ and demonstrate it by correct water baptism. They were in a covenant with demons. If you are going to break that covenant, then bring them into another covenant. If not, as they are leaving that crusade ground, those demons are coming back. There is nothing you have left there that will stop those demons from coming back. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. The condition of the church today, all that believers see in Christ is how much they can get using him. The average Christian that has a gift is thinking of what he will do with that gift to get some money. That is the first thing that is in the mind. The primary purpose of using that gift. The primary purpose. The talent that God gave you, spare some time and use it for God. You will still ask, how much are you going to pay me? And if the church is not going to pay you, then you know how to do it. You'll be going from church, from shop to shop. I'll be consecrating shop. Consecrating shop. I'll be collecting tithe from their shops. I'll be praying for them. Man must work. I see people say, I've been blessing. God has used me to bless so many people, pastor, but nobody remembers me. Anytime I pray for them, finish, but nobody remembers. They don't come back to remember me. And they are coming to Pastor Moses for deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have music to play. You want to give it a patent, right? inspiration that God gave you to worship Him and share it with His children, you will not release it until the day you release it, you do a launching. You see how many people will buy it? I spent a lot of money in producing this musical. When I see how much I will make from it, if I sell like 1,000, 1,000, you can get like 2 million naira. I feel like, I could sell this music. Then you enter spirit where we're to get more music. That's all. Because there are gospel artists that are making it. Why is it possible now? Until people can stage acting for Jesus. Let's act for Jesus. Get some people to do like say they are crippled. For 30 years, he has been crippled. Oh. Oh. Somebody shout, Jesus. Jesus. There you go, carry. Stand up. Then the person stand up and is running after 30 years. After 30 years, he can run and spring. I am free. I am free. Hallelujah. I heard that there are some churches that plant people to collect information from people to give a man of God. Then when he's there, after he has crammed the information finished, he will shake hands. There is somebody here, there is a number I am receiving. There is a number I am receiving. And your name is Nwoke. And then he's shaking as if he's in the spirit. Meanwhile, they arrange it for him. In the church of Jesus Christ. What of those that go? I heard something yesterday that was very interesting. You know, we learn every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a junior brother of mine. He's in the army. And he's in the Niger Delta. They're among those in the creeks there. And then he said he went home. You heard of what is happening in Nasarawa State, the Ombase group of people. And there's something they do. When they give it to you, those young boys and everyone that cares to go. And I know, they know they are juju. You know, you become, praise the Lord. No bullet, no gun, nothing can enter your body. You know, and that is what is going on there. So this my brother came. And then one of my senior sister was telling him, have you gone to arm yourself? A soldier. All others have collected their own. Then he told them, this is where I am. Where I am walking, he said, that river, those water that they go up and down, he said, if you come to that water and you are carrying any other form of protection, he said, in that your boat that is patrol, he said, when you enter the water, he said, the boat will stop. They were telling me this yesterday. He said, the boat will stop. Then their commander will stop and say, come, come, come. If you have any juju around you, come out now. Come out and come out. Then they will remove the juju. When they remove it, throw it away, the boat will start to move again. If mommy water will not allow any other strange power to come into the water, how much more, pastors, why are you bringing strange fire to the church? That's what I learned from that. So the guy said, lie, if I put anything, if I enter that water, mommy water, go make sure say, I no come there. But there are pastors that go to collect strange power. Strange power. they taught you, you must fall. Let me tell you, church. Listen, everybody cannot fall under anointing. I say it again. Everybody cannot fall under anointing. Hey, we are wiser than that. The power you have that everyone you touch must fall is not the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. Everyone cannot fall. I went in those days, one of those people that touch people go fall down. Everybody was falling down. He touched me. I look up. He touched me. I look up. He said, this one, stand here. Then he went again. He's surprised that I know fall. When power jump power, what will happen? It's true. I thought after they will call me to see him. After, I said, make I go. He said, make I stand aside. They said, they tell me, say, make I go. Amen. I am saying all this to give you a picture that confirms that Samson's hair was removed. The thing that gave him power was cut off, symbolized by that hair that was cut off. The power in the church was removed. Go to that chapter 16 again. Judges. Verse 19. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. And his strength went from him. And she said, as we are reading the story, look at the church. We are reading the story of the church of Jesus Christ. Verse 20. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. Because that is how the anointing used to come. As long as the 7 locks of hair were still on him. And he knew not, he wished not, that the Lord was departed from him. When the word of God is taken away, hallelujah, you have taken God away from you. Always catch that. When you remove the word of God and replace it with seminars, with motivational talks, teaching for doctrine, commandments of men, God will depart. And when God departs, there is nothing anymore to attract anybody to come to you. Because one of the reasons people go to church is because they realize their estate and they want to be changed. But when they go to church, the thing they are running away from is still there in the church. And when they notice that people are no longer coming to church because God is no longer advertising himself, they have to create their own ways of attracting people. That is why in Christianity today, you have all manner of programs. All manner of conferences for church growth. There is school for church growth. People pay thousands of naira to go for conference for church growth. When they advertise it, a pastor that his church is not growing will run and go there. Maybe I'm going to learn something that will make my church grow. And if I cannot go for a seminar, then let me bring in some jesters, comedian to the church. People like to hear comedy. Church will fool. Then, if they cannot come, one thing or the other, there are some churches that that when members come, they will swear and take an oath that they will not leave the church. So I will retain you. Amen. If that doesn't work, to keep our membership, we will organize football team and do football competition. Rehoboth versus Bethel. Contender versus. And then they are preparing themselves. Praise the Lord. That same woman that was doing that deliverance, shortly later on in the program, they came to the church and then they were doing a fashion parade for youth. Then they emptied the pulpit. Then while we enter, this one will come. Then they will enter. And then. And there were thousands of people that came for that program. They were clapping their hands. Fashion in the church. All the young girls with their tight trousers and t-shirts. And see how anointed that woman is. Our Christianity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 21. He didn't know that the Lord had departed. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. Hallelujah. And he did grind in the prison house. Verse 22 is my emphasis. Then, and how be it? How be it? Everybody, shall we read verse 22? How be it? The hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Hey, if I not preach against him, that verse 22 is enough. If Samson's hair was a type of the word of God, the strength giver for the church, that was taken away, and Samson again, amen, the hair began to grow, the message is over. Samson's hair is growing now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read it. Amen. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, and to rejoice, for they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And that is what the kingdom of darkness has been celebrating all these years. That is why the kingdom of darkness, Mami Wata, because marine spirits have taken over the churches with their marine anointing. And people are thinking that those anointed men and women, some of them, that they are anointed of the Holy Ghost, not knowing that now marine kingdom versus marine kingdom they do. Verse 24. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, that's where I am going now, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us spots. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made the spot, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me, that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Hey, spiritual people, already you have finished this sermon before I finish it. You have finished it before I even finish it. Now, the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Hey! Glory be to God! And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords, and upon all the people that were therein. So, take note, the dead which he slew at his death, we are more than they which he slew in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, church. What is it that gave him the strength? When his hair grew again. When the hair was growing, the Philistines did not notice that Samson's hair was growing again. They would have shaved it again. So that you will know why the entire message has not been popular until now. The hair. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? It is speaking of the restoration ministry. Samson's hair growing. These are some of the things that we read, we understand, and it gives us every reason to hold on to this message that God has brought our way. It is nothing but the truth, and it is God's own plan for now. That is where God is. That is where God is now in his divine timetable. He is now in the ministry of restoration. No controversy, Brother Charles. Now, this is the divine timetable. This is the point he is. If you have ever been doubting and looking at us, what type of ministry is this? Catch it now today. Samson's hair is growing again. Hallelujah. See, when you study the Bible, the picture of salvation becomes clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. Look at something. Some people don't know why Jesus Christ has not come up to now. But sometimes I thank God that he didn't come until I gave my life to Christ. Oh, thank God for the delay. Hey, thank God for the delay. Hey, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like. Oh, such love, such love. Oh, such wonderful love. Oh, yes. Such wonderful love. Oh, yes, thy God should love. Ah! Oh, how wonderful is love. When you read the scripture, God causes you to understand his plan of salvation. And you see yourself fitted on the positive side. It gets you excited. Hallelujah.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Are you in the number?
Yes, say, by grace. Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Are you in that number?
Oh, say. It's a question for you. Apostle Paul says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Catch something, church. In Mark chapter 4, there's a parable there of the growing seed. And he said, such is the kingdom of heaven. I think from verse 47 or so, 46. As if a corn of wheat is planted, how it grows. Can we read it? Chapter 4, verse 26. And he says, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Hey, Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm trying to point your attention. Yeah, catch it. I'm talking about salvation. It's a mystery of salvation. A man goes to the farm and plants his seed. He doesn't know any other thing that happens. Amen. Hallelujah. He just goes day and night and he's waiting for something. And Jesus Christ says something. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abided alone. He was trying to let us know why he must die. He is the seed that God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible referred to Jesus Christ as the first begotten from the dead. The children of God died. All of us were dead. Hallelujah. So the Son of God too must die. And resurrection is going to start from him. So that others too will follow him. Oh, he will remain alone if he remain alive. If Jesus didn't die, there will have been no other children of God. Hallelujah. That corn of wheat that falls to the ground, it must die first. That is why God allowed Satan to remove the hair of Samson. That is why the church had to go through the dark ages. The seed of the word of God that was planted at Pentecost, it has to die. And see in verse 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. It brings forth fruit of herself. Nobody helps her. First, the blade, justification. When it was time for restoration. Then the ear, sanctification. After that, the full corn in the ear, total restoration of the word. The three works of grace that woman took leaven and corrupted, it killed the word, it killed the church, it killed the meal, but it must rise again. It starts with justification, Luther. Sanctification, John Wesley. And Azusa revival, total restoration, the three works of grace restored again. And when this is happening, people didn't know it was God in his own program. Hallelujah. Notice the next verse, 29. He said, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. Which fruit? The first church age that was planted, the first church that was planted at Pentecost. That church that died and produced all the nonsense we are seeing today. When you begin to see an age where a group of people can now believe totally, hold on to the apostolic faith, apostolic doctrines, Isaac going back to dig back what the wells of his father,
Baptizing as they baptized. Church order as they obtained it. When you begin to see a group of people that are moved away from the Antichrist denominational system and make the Bible their absolute, and he achieved it through the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, when that farm, he said, then the owner of the farm carries the sickle because the harvest has come. Anytime from now, the rapture will strike, church. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That seed had to die. So that you'll understand. Amen. Amen. Why? It is now the word of God is being restored again. It is the hair of Samson growing again. Hallelujah. While they were busy making caricature of Samson, making caricature of the true church, they did not know that the hair was growing again. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That in this age, hallelujah, there can be a pastor that will not ordain his wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That there can be in this age a pastor that will say, don't wear a ring and come to this church. Don't even call me your pastor if you are wearing trousers, sister. That there can be a pastor that will lay a curse on anybody that will bring offering from cocaine proceeds and 419 proceeds and prostitution proceeds. That there can be a pastor that will refuse to be called Reverend or Reverend Doctor, no matter the size of his church. I have received letters from institutes of theology and universities. You have seen it. Awarding me honorary doctorate degree. Hallelujah. Our deacon Eric is always the one replying them. I said, I better reply them for me. Said, thank you very much for the recognition given me, but I'm satisfied with the titles God has given me. I am a pastor. But don't become Reverend Dr. Moses Alu. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That there can be a group of people that will say, if it is contrary to this Bible, I will not follow. That can be a group of people that will say, Lord, what will separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Persecution, late marriage, hunger, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Nothing will make me deviate from this word. I'd rather die a poor pastor and go to heaven than acquire all the wealth in this world and end up in hell. And the two cannot go together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What gave him that strength? Watch it. Why? He said, he begged somebody, just take me near the pillar. The center pillar. Amen. Amen. Take my hand. Let me feel one by the right. And let me feel one by the left. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See ministry of restoration. For anybody hearing me for the first time, in Isaiah chapter 28, it's a popular scripture in this church. Open it. Isaiah 28. Are we there? Are we there? Verse 8. He said, for all tables, they are pulpits, church altars, are full of vomit and filthiness, so there is no place clean. This is thus said the word of God to this age. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Who are those that we know? Because he said the wise shall understand. And whom shall he make to understand? Who are those that will understand what is happening and escape and come back to the glory of God and let your hair grow again? The answer is simple. He said, who are those that shall be made to understand doctrine? The answer is them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. There are those that will learn doctrine. There are those that will understand. There are those that can have knowledge. Add to your faith knowledge. Why? He said, those that are weaned from where? From the milk and drawn from the breast. I have said it before and I'll repeat it again. Listen, church. The same period that God was restoring the church of Jesus Christ back to Bible Christianity, come back to the Bible as newborn babes, spiritual babes. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. I told you the other time, it's about the same period too. What gives us nourishment as believers is the word of God. The same period, World Health Organization, medical experts began to see that the children that are giving birth to these days, they fall sick very easily. They die very easily. Something is wrong with their immune system that cannot resist the infections that are going about everywhere. The reason was simple. God who gave you those children gave you, sister, two breasts, not one, two breasts to nourish that child. But you have left breastfeeding so that your shape will not be affected. Then you decided, instead of feeding your children with breast milk, you decided to go and buy cow and gate, I mean cowbell, I mean what do they call it? Fistofris. What do you call the other one? SMS. Something like that. Yes. You will call your house help. And then load it and then you go leave him there. If he's hungry, give him artificial food. What will happen? The immune system was breaking down. And suddenly the World Health Organization discovered and began to scream. Back to exclusive breastfeeding. For 1 year, don't give your child any other food, only breast milk. They need to go back to the original. It was the same period that this entire message was ringing out. Spiritually, we church, we have fallen. No more strength, no more immunity. Everything is infiltrating the church. The power has been removed. Why? Instead of the word of God, you are holding on to artificial man-made doctrines. He said, come back. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. He is the strength giver. He is the breasted one. And he doesn't have one woman. You don't have only one breast. Two breasts. Why? The two pillars to give you strength to destroy the enemy is the Old and the New Testament. They are the two pillars. Samson stood there. The two pillars. He held on to the Old Testament. Held on to the New Testament. Jesus Christ of the Old Testament. Jehovah God of the Old Testament. He's the same Jesus Christ of the New Testament. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hold on to it if you must destroy the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
There was poison in the pot. And the children were dying after eating the poison.
Witches now chase Christians. When witches should see you are wrong. Now you they see witches now they're wrong.
Poison in the pot. It needed healing. They did not go to call a Jew to heal the pot. The pot of milk. Hallelujah. Where the songwriter says,
Jesus has a table spread. We are the saints of God are fed to the chosen. Commander.
Every knee.
Oh, it is to stop with Jesus.
All the
time.
Sing it, everybody.
Commander.
Commander.
You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed that multitude. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry calling.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You said come and die. When we came to die, we saw poison. They did not call Reverend Doctor to come and heal the pot of meal. Who did he use? A prophet. Which prophet? Elijah anointing. It was Elijah. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, Malachi chapter 4, I will send Elijah the prophet. The word of God always comes to the prophet. And God in every age has one man he uses. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. Want you to listen. Listen, church. From the first Exodus from Egypt, catch what I want to say. Up to the time they entered the promised land, it was only Moses. The same Moses that he sent to bring them out. It is what God committed through Moses unto them that was guiding them. After Moses, another one did not come to replace Moses. No other message for that time other than the one given to Moses. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't think that because Moses is dead, therefore we don't need him again. In the days of the voice, there is a voice. There is a voice. Hallelujah. So don't say William Branham is dead. Therefore we need another one. We don't need another one. He has given us the message. And the message is still available now. It is not obsolete. Hallelujah. This time around, we cannot be fooled. He said the spirit of deception will be so close that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. But you can't deceive them anymore because they are standing by the pillars. They are standing by the pillars. Hallelujah. Any false thing coming up to us, it will knock the pillar and go back. If you come and say William Branham is gone, we will take it back to the pillar. The pillar will reject it. Hallelujah. We are in the days of the seventh angel, not eighth angel. Is somebody understanding me? This hair must grow again. And it is growing now. I say it is growing now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it is restoration ministry. So that you understand. Joel chapter 2. When he said, I shall restore. You cannot talk of restoration until there is a falling away. Restore means something was there before. It was removed. I shall restore. What those four beasts in Revelation chapter 6, the same beasts in Daniel chapter 2, caterpillar, palm worm, locust, and what's the other one? Canker worm. Four of them. They ate up the whole harvest, but crept the hair of Samson. Took away our power, took away our identity, took away our identity until you cannot look at a man or a woman on the street and just by your appearance say, this is a Christian. Took away all our identity. But he said, I will restore. And please, this is a personal revelation. Don't compare yourself with any sister. Don't compare yourself with any brother. Because the move of God is always with a mixed multitude. It's not how long the person has been in this ministry. It's not how many sermon books he has read. The Bible says, by their fruits, you will know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I shall restore. Hallelujah. That's exactly what Isaac did in Genesis chapter 26. Digging back those words. That was the spirit of restoration. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's read something there. Now in Jeremiah chapter 6. Hallelujah. I just thank God that he did not allow me to die in ignorance. This is what God said the Lord to Israel, the church, the Israel of God. Verse 16 and verse 17. Thus said the Lord. This is what he said. Stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But the denomination said, we will not walk therein. They rejected the ministry of William Branham. They call him all manner of names. Verse 17. Also, I set watchmen over you, prophets, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet, the voice of the seventh angel. But they say, we will not hearken. That is the condition that the church is facing today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is the way Apostle Paul said it. For all of us who have hearkened. For all of us who have responded. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 15. This is the way he put it. He said, therefore, brethren. What did he say? Stand fast and hold the traditions which you have seen, which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Stand fast and hold those traditions. Don't drop it. That is the ministry of restoration. He said, if any man preaches any other thing, contrary to what he has preached, what should happen to the person? Oh. There is nothing like new anointing. There is no new Holy Ghost. He's the ancient of days, as old as you are. He never changed. Nothing like new anointing. The new anointing, everybody begins to speak in tongues and yet live life worse than devils. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before the coming of the Lord, in the Mount Transfiguration, they saw something. And he said, they asked him, why did the scribes say Elijah must first come? And in verse 11, Jesus said, Elijah shall first come and restore all things.
It's a promise of restoration. Restoring back the hair that was cut off. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that also the eyes of Samson, they were plucked off. The church became blind to the heavenly vision. Everybody became earthbound in whatever they were doing. All programs is how to achieve material gains. How to build big, big houses. Ride big, big cars. Build auditorium. Yes, dress designer dresses as evidence that you are with God. No. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The eyes we are blinding. And this is why Revelation chapter 3. Let's read it. This was the commentary so that you understand that statement. Amen. To this age, verse 17, this is what he said. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. He said, but you know not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You are blind because you have no more heavenly vision. You are naked because God's call for his people is his word. If his word is no more with you, you are naked. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this was what he said. For your sight to be restored again. Verse 18. I counseled thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness, because you have become, naked. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And for your eyes to see, and anoint thine eyes with eyes salve, that thou may see. And to anoint thy eyes with eyes salve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's nothing but to receive the Holy Ghost that giveth revelation. That's why that songwriter, consider his blindness in one of our hymns where he said, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Speak, hearing, divine. Oh, silently. Can we bow our heads? Can we bow our heads? Let that be your prayer. Can we bow our heads? Open my eyes, illumine me. Speak, hear it, divine. And if you are going to be part of this move, he said, the move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I can hear the rustling of the moss burial tree. And I know the move is on. What else do you want to know? How else do you want to know that there is a move going on? That we climax in a rapture. God gathering his people again. Gathering his people again. Producing a word-based group of people again. God-loving people. God-fearing people again. That was the prayer of Samson. He said, one more chance, Lord, and let me avenge these Philistines. Your own Philistines include That spirit of fashion, worldliness, gossip, fornication, adultery, 419, stealing, pride. That may be your Philistine. There may be so many now on your head. He said, let me die with these Philistines. Let the Lord give you his word of deliverance. Open my eyes. Let me know you the more. Let me be part of this great move that is going on now. He said in the restoration, he said he will restore, he will come as both the latter rain and the former rain together. Oh yes. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus Christ. The question I ask is, how can you hear what you are hearing now and still end up in hell? Can't you see how much God loves you to place you in a position to hear what you are hearing now? You have to transfer yourself from religion to revelation. Be a Christian that you have decided to be. Don't be distracted by any anointing upon you or anywhere else. Serve God. Samson's hair is growing again.